This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Ida has weakened to a Category 3 storm as it approaches New Orleans hours after making landfall as a Category 4. It was the 16th anniversary of the day Hurricane Katrina made landfall and flooded the city, leaving about 1,800 lost lives in the aftermath. The city levees breached by Katrina in 2005 have been improved. The Louisiana governor, John Bel Edwards, has predicted that this time the levees will hold better. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said that the hurricane lost strength over the course of the day and expecting to pass west of New Orleans. Earlier, an estimated 500,000 people were believed to be without power in the wake of that storm. NHC says that their residents should expect high winds and lots of rain across Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama states and their coast. And storm surge is predicted to exceed 2 meters. Ida made landfall Friday in Cuba. By Saturday, the cleanup was underway. Trees were toppled and buildings damaged. No deaths were reported. The United Nations nuclear watchdog says in a report that North Korea appears to have restarted a nuclear reactor that is widely believed to have produced plutonium for nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency has had no access to North Korea since Pyongyang expelled its inspectors. The country then pressed ahead with its nuclear weapons program and soon resumed nuclear testing. Its last nuclear test, known, was 2017. The IAEA now monitors North Korea from afar, largely through satellite imagery. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States says that it destroyed an explosive-laden vehicle with an airstrike in Kabul Sunday. This is hours after U.S. President Joe Biden warned of the possibility of another terror attack in the capital as a massive airlift of tens of thousands of Afghans entered its last days. Taliban spokesman confirmed the incident, saying a car bomb destined for the airport had been destroyed and that a possible second strike had hit a nearby house. The U.S. said it had only struck the vehicle, but added that the secondary blast indicated a substantial amount of explosive material. Local media reported that there may have been civilian casualties. The U.S. said it was assessing that information. Strike comes after a suicide bomber from the Islamic State group on Thursday targeted U.S. troops, stopping huge crowds of people from entering Kabul's airport. Some 114,000 people have been evacuated from that airport since August 15th when the Taliban swept back into power. More than 100 people died in that attack, including 13 U.S. service personnel. The attack came ahead of U.S. President Joe Biden's deadline for evacuations to end by Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told ABC television on Sunday that about 300 Americans still in Afghanistan are not going to be stuck. He said the U.S. has a mechanism to get them out. French President Emmanuel Macron said talks have begun with the Taliban to protect and repatriate at-risk Afghan nationals beyond Tuesday. Macron said France and Britain will on Monday urge the United Nations to work for the creation of a safe zone in Kabul to protect humanitarian operations. Israel Sunday began offering COVID-19 booster shots to children as young as 12, and its prime minister said a campaign that began a month ago among seniors has slowed a rise in severe illness caused by the Delta variant. Announcing the decision, top Israeli health officials said the effectiveness of the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine decreased 6 months after administration, making a booster necessary. Those eligible for a third shot can receive it and provide at least 5 months have passed since their second jab, a time frame shorter than an 8-month interval announced in the United States. Finally, a senior Taliban leader has confirmed to VOA that the group is in the final stages of announcing a new cabinet. It is expected to include all members of the Taliban's current leadership council. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the process was near completion. While the Taliban claimed the government will be inclusive, their spokesman said sharing power was not in the group's current priority. Again, more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.